You're listening to I Was Jazz Station, 88.3 KCCK. And this is Talking Pictures, our weekly review of movies and film. I'm Hollis Monroe, here with Denny Lynch and Scott Chrisman. So, what do we have for us today?
Well, I'm going to start with All About Eve. This is a reissue that Turner Classics did last week. 65 years ago, it was the first movie to get nominated for 14 Academy Awards.
Wow.
It won six. It's a story of an actress, Margot Channing, played by Bette Davis, who's very successful on Broadway. A young woman played by Ann Baxter comes to sort of become her protege, but she has ambitions in theater that Bette is not aware of at the beginning. So it's a film that is told in flashback about this girl's meeting Bette, about her rise through the ranks, how Bette is sort of loves her at first and becomes more and more suspicious as it goes along. This is a tight, angry script. It's full of wonderful character actors. Thelma Ritter, Celeste Holm are in it. Bette was nominated for Best Actress that year, and she lost to Judy Holliday in Born Yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So she was quite unhappy about that. And interestingly, I also saw the first episode of the new series on FX called A Feud. It's the story of the making of Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Yes.
With Susan Sarandon playing Bette Davis and Jessica Lange as Joan Crawford. And there's actually recreating shots from All About Eve in the film. There was a couple of points when I was watching the movie last week where Bette Davis is on screen and she turned and I went, oh my God, that's Susan Sarandon. It's that close of a resemblance. Amazingly constricted, small, tiny sets. This is a very urban film. I don't think it was a very big budget film, but boy, for anybody interested in theater and vicious people, it's pretty darn good.
I watched Logan, which is the continuation of both the X-Men franchises as well as Wolverine franchises,
mm-hmm.
and I will say that as a Wolverine movie, it's probably the best one that I've seen.
Mm.
You've got Hugh Jackman and his supposed final outing as Wolverine, though I wouldn't doubt we see a clip or two here and there as they go forward. Patrick Stewart and Stephen Merchant, and then a newcomer, Daphne Keene, who I believe it's her first feature. She's been in some other series, but she was great and communicates so much without dialogue. She has just facial expressions for a lot of her moments and does a fine job in communicating a lot. We see the characters we're already familiar with if you have watched the franchises of Wolverine and Professor X, and they're past their prime. This movie takes place in 2029, so the distant future, and they've kind of gone through all the things we've already seen them do, but are physically and mentally very aged,
mm-hmm.
and all these things have taken a pretty extreme toll on them. Professor X has got some ailments that are specific to his abilities, and that creates some issues as well. They're currently hiding out when we meet them at the beginning of the movie. They're hiding out near the Mexican border, and we have to see them deal with everyday problems like aging, illness, trying to find money. They're hiding out at this abandoned factory, and they have so many sort of mundane things of just, you know, making sure they have food, making sure they have medicine, and trying to stay under the radar. So that creates its own set of issues. And then this young girl, Laura, crosses their path, played by Daphne Keene. And once she's into the situation, she kind of brings all of Logan's isolation to a head of he's got to make some choices of how to deal with and care for these people who have become his family,
these
folks that he lives with at this factory. So it's a very interesting character study if you're familiar with Logan. It's kind of based on a comic book series
called
Old Man Logan.
Yes.
And it's sort of seeing this person at the end of his career and growing into old age and what that means for him specifically. Definitely earns an R for language and violence. So if you're talking about, you know, a comic book movie for your kids, I would
probably
think twice. everything that you see for violence in the other movies, this is taking a couple steps further. So Wolverine fans will enjoy it for being unleashed from their PG-13 rating, but I would caution parents to think a little harder on this one.
Right. Denny.
I saw it too, and I agree with everything you said. I would say brutally violent would be a fair appraisal.
For Denny Lynch and Scott Christman, I'm Hollis Monroe on Jazz 88.3 KCCK.